Empire was ruled by a man called Seleucus, and they became known as the Seleucid Greeks. The Southern Empire was ruled by a man called Ptolemy, in Hebrew Ptolemy, and he made his main headquarters in the city of Alexandria, which was named in honor of Alexander. As I mentioned to you last time, was an ancient city that had existed before, but now it was changed to the name of Alexandria. And he ruled the Southern Empire. They had agreed upon everything except where the line that divides the Northern Empire from the Southern Empire should run. So that the Southern Empire felt confident that Eretz Yisrael, which is the country in between, should belong to the Southern Empire, and the Northern Empire, Seleucus, whose main headquarters was in what is today the city of Damascus, felt confident that the line would run at the Sinai Desert and that the land of Israel would belong to him. The Jews and the country are caught in the middle of this tremendous power struggle. And really the story of the next 100 and 130 years is the balancing act of the Jewish people. How to stay out of the spheres of influence of both of them. And we'll see that sometimes they teetered to the south and sometimes to the north. The south attempted to win the Jewish people by persuasion and culture. The North attempted to do so by force of arms. Both would fail. But it was a completely different approach that each one used. This next week is Hanukkah. So this is like not an introduction. We're not going to get to the story of Hanukkah by the time Hanukkah is over. But it's the backdrop again as to what happens, because what happens in Hanukkah is that the northern kingdom got tired. After 130 years, they got tired of the game, and he just sent his army in, and he said, and that's it. And the Jews resisted because of his attempts to enforce Greek culture, etc. All right, so this has been the lecture on the coming of the Greeks. And for the next few sessions, at least, we will continue to discuss the relationship between the Greeks and the Jews. In honor of Hanukkah, next Wednesday, there is no class.